The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 207. How you doing? Great to see you. I'm doing great. The plumbing I did the other day is still holding, no leaks, so we're good. Oh, by the way, my name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Joshua is on the docket today with chapter 22, so let's get started. Joshua chapter 22. Joshua summoned the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, and told them, "You have done everything Moses the Lord's servant commanded you, and have obeyed me in everything I commanded you. You have not deserted your brothers even once this whole time, but have carried out the requirement of the command of the Lord your God. Now that he has given your brothers rest, just as he promised them, return to your homes in your own land that Moses the Lord's servant gave you across the Jordan. Only carefully obey the command and instruction that Moses the Lord's servant gave you, to love the Lord your God, walk in all his ways, keep his commands, remain faithful to him, and serve him with all your heart and all your soul." Joshua blessed them and sent them on their way, and they went to their homes. Moses had given territory to half the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, but Joshua had given territory to the other half, with their brothers, on the west side of the Jordan. When Joshua sent them to their homes and blessed them, he said, "Return to your homes with great wealth, a huge number of cattle, and silver, gold, bronze, iron, and a large quantity of clothing. Share the spoil of your enemies with your brothers." The Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh left the Israelites at Shiloh in the land of Canaan to return to their own land of Gilead, which they took possession of according to the Lord's command through Moses. When they came to the region of the Jordan in the land of Canaan, the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh built a large impressive altar there by the Jordan. Then the Israelites heard it said, "Look, the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh have built an altar on the frontier side of the land of Canaan at the region of the Jordan, on the Israelite side." When the Israelites heard this, the entire Israelite community assembled at Shiloh to go to war against them. The Israelites sent Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, to the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead. They sent 10 leaders with him, one family leader for each tribe of Israel. All of them were heads of their families among the clans of Israel. They went to the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead and told them, "This is what the Lord's entire community says. What is this treachery you have committed today against the God of Israel by turning away from the Lord and building an altar for yourselves so that you are in rebellion against the Lord today? Was it the sin of Peor which brought a plague on the Lord's community enough for us so that we have not cleansed ourselves from it even to this day, and now you would turn away from the Lord? If you rebel against the Lord today, tomorrow he will be angry with the entire community of Israel. But if the land you possess is defiled, cross over to the land the Lord possesses where the Lord's tabernacle stands, and take possession of it among us. But don't rebel against the Lord or against us by building for yourselves an altar other than the altar of the Lord our God. Wasn't Achan, son of Zerah, unfaithful regarding what was set apart for destruction, bringing wrath on the entire community of Israel? He was not the only one who perished because of his sin." The Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh answered the leaders of the Israelite clans, "Yahweh is the God of gods. Yahweh is the God of gods. He knows, and may Israel also know. Do not spare us today if it was in rebellion or treachery against the Lord that we have built for ourselves an altar to turn away from him. May the Lord himself hold us accountable if we intended to offer burnt offerings and grain offerings on it, or to sacrifice fellowship offerings on it. We actually did this from a specific concern that in the future your descendants might say to our descendants, 'What relationship do you have with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between us and you descendants of Reuben and Gad. You have no share in the Lord.' So your descendants may cause our descendants to stop fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, 'Let us take action and build an altar for ourselves, but not for burnt offerings or sacrifice. Instead, it is to be a witness between us and you, and between the generations after us, so that we may carry out the worship of the Lord in his presence with our burnt offerings, sacrifices, and fellowship offerings. Then, in the future, your descendants will not be able to say to our descendants, "You have no share in the Lord." We thought that if they said this to us or to our generations in the future, we would reply, "Look at the replica of the Lord's altar that our fathers made, not for burnt offering or sacrifice, but as a witness between us and you." We would never rebel against the Lord or turn away from Him today by building an altar for burnt offering, grain offering, or sacrifice, other than the altar of the Lord our God, which is in front of His tabernacle. When Phinehas the priest and the community leaders, the heads of Israel's clans who were with him, heard what the descendants of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh had to say, they were pleased. Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, said to the descendants of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, "Today we know that the Lord is among us, because you have not committed this treachery against Him. As a result, you have delivered the Israelites from the Lord's power." Then Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, and the leaders returned from the Reubenites and Gadites in the land of Gilead to the Israelites in the land of Canaan and brought back a report to them. The Israelites were pleased with the report, and they praised God. They spoke no more about going to war against them to ravage the land where the Reubenites and Gadites lived. So the Reubenites and Gadites named the altar, "It is a witness between us that the Lord is God." May God bless the reading of His Word. So we had a bit of tension in this chapter today, didn't we? The Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh nearly started a war, even though their motives were right. Of course, all they had to do was let the rest of the tribes know what they were doing ahead of time, right? Have you ever done anything like that with right motives but were misunderstood and someone took offense? This is a common happening, isn't it? I'm thinking that the Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh might have been afraid of offending the other tribes if they had said in advance, "Well, we don't know if we trust you to tell your descendants about us and the fact that we're a part of you, so we want to build an altar to remind you and your descendants about us." I can see how that kind of conversation could go sideways. Communication. It can be so very tricky, can it? The longer I live, the more ways I see that communication can break down between people. Oh well. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow, finally Friday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.